Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Pfeiffer, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel. The Word of God reveals true freedom and life in Jesus Christ, and it intersects with your life every day. At Basic Gospel, we're here live right now so you can be a part of the broadcast. If you have a question or need direction for the tough issues of real life, well, use our new call-in number now, 844-32-BASIC. That's 844-32-BASIC or 844-322-2742. Again, that phone number, 844-322-2742. This is Basic Gospel. Now here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We should start today saying something about Veterans Day.
Yes,
we have many veterans in our country that have sacrificed their time and to protect our freedoms, and so we certainly want to extend our heartfelt gratitude to the veterans in our country today. They're a meaningful group of people. My dad was a military guy. I think you were in the military, Bob Davis.
I was.
And, so I think there's something special about those guys, and I sure appreciate all that they do for this great country of ours. So happy Veterans Day to those veterans. We certainly honor you. We're talking today about something that affects many veterans, and that's negative emotions. Many veterans come back from various deployment sites, and they have trouble readjusting back to life. They have this post-traumatic stress syndrome that they deal with, and a lot of times it gets down to some of the things we're talking about and have been talking about all day or all month. Life happens, and sometimes life happens a little more tragically to some than to others.
Sure.
But all of us experience adverse circumstances in life, and sometimes they're so overwhelming that we just check out of reality. We don't know how to handle it, so we just kind of check out. We try to mask the pain. We try to do anything to keep from feeling those emotions, and it's a very, very difficult thing to sometimes break out of that. But there is hope, and there is a pathway to peace that the Word of God lays out for us. It begins with the renewing of the mind. That's where we have to start with everything. What are we thinking about God? What do we think as far as what God thinks about us? What do we say about truth? That's where we have to start, is truth. And if we're really going to embrace truth and latch on to it in these minds of ours, then we can experience freedom. And it's not an overnight deal. This is a process. This is a journey. And we need to, I guess, really gear up for that journey. In our culture today, we want instant relief. And that's what our culture has been geared up to expect, instant relief. We want to take a pill, we want to take something, and all the pain is going to be gone within a short period of time. But that's not how this works. We have to get our minds fully engaged and moving down this process. And it's called the renewing of the mind process. And as we move down that, we're going to see some relief come along the way. And eventually we'll get to the point and we will experience real freedom.
Yeah.
So if you're in a mess, if you're in a pickle, if life is tough for you, you're hurting, we want to encourage you. We want to give you some hope, and we certainly encourage you to call and let's talk about your situation and enable us to point you into the Word of God and to Jesus Christ, the one who can truly set you free from what you're experiencing right now.
And the lines are wide open for you to make that call. That number, 844-32-BASIC, our new call-in number. And hope you'll take the number down, keep it handy, because, as I said, it is new, and so many of you had memorized the old one, as I had for many, many years. So it's a little bit new, so let's write it down so we can have it handy. 844-32-BASIC. Or 844-322-2742. This is Basic Gospel. The lines are wide open, and we await your calls right now. Question from Dana, Dana Lynn, who writes to us from El Cajon, California. She says, I enjoy your program very much. I started tuning in around the time of Robin Williams' suicide. I understood God's grace after you explained it to another listener, after having been a believer since, well, as long as I can remember, she says. Why is it that it took so long for me to fully understand God's grace, and was it the Holy Spirit that ultimately revealed it to me?
Well, if we're going to understand the grace of God, it will be the Holy Spirit that reveals it to us. Richard, there's a great passage in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 that really talks about that.
Yeah, if you go down through that chapter, Paul's talking about why spiritual things aren't understood by worldly thinking people. And then he says, but there's a solution to all of this. We have been given the mind of Christ, which is the Holy Spirit. And you know, when the Holy Spirit lives inside of you, this being, this third person of the Godhead, real true revelation takes place, and mind change happens. We actually can discern. It's the only way to discern the things of God. And indeed, with the new covenant, I could have written this letter myself. Back in the day, I thought I had it all together. You know, I knew I was saved, although I had doubts. But when I finally let go of my own understanding and let the Spirit teach me, thanks to good friends and other people who God sent into our lives, it did begin to dawn on me. The light went on. The new covenant became an official, real thing. And it was all the Spirit.
Now, yes.
The Spirit used other people to help, but it was the Spirit who revealed it.
Absolutely. That's exactly the way it happens in every person's life. We may hear some words, and they start to make sense. They resonate deep within us. Mm-hmm. But the Spirit of God really opens up our hearts, opens up our minds, open up our understanding so that we really know what those words mean. Also, I think there's so many of us who, in westernized culture, I mean, here in America, this is, quote, a Christian nation. We all check on applications that we are Christians. 87% of us do here in America. Mm-hmm. So that's just the way it is. And so we think we're okay. I think we think of ourselves in terms of the way the Jewish people thought of themselves. They thought they were okay. They didn't need personal salvation. So grace was really this foreign entity. I mean, it was something that they really didn't need to understand because they were okay. So here in America, we think of ourselves as okay. We go to church, we give of our money, at least we give a little bit of it. We do some good things.
Yeah.
And when we realize that apart from Christ, we can do nothing, when we realize apart from Christ, we're toast, basically, that's when the grace of God really makes sense to us, because that's when we're humbled. And in this humility, in this state of humility, that's when the grace of God really makes sense to us. So,
absolutely.
Wonderful question. We certainly appreciate it.
Yes, indeed. And we appreciate hearing from all of those of you who write to us by email. If you can't get to the phone while we're actually on the air live, again, that toll-free number right now is 844-32-BASIC, 844-32-BASIC. We want to hear from you. The lines are wide open right now.
Well, thanks, Bob. I want to encourage our listeners. We uploaded a chart to our Facebook page yesterday that talks about life happening and the processes that we go through. We show a pathway down to depression and despair. You know, a lot of folks who may be experiencing depression right now, they're wondering, how did I get here? You know, what path did I take to get me into this state of depression?
Right.
Well, we show kind of a general path that many people take down to depression. We also show a pathway to peace. And so it's a chart that shows both of those. It all starts at the same place, the fact that life happens, you know, whether it's finances, whether it's marital issues, whether it's natural disasters, illness, insult, injury, rejection. There's all sorts of things that happen to us in life. That's where this all begins. From there, we experience some disappointment, some fear, and then we either react to that out of the flesh or we respond to it with an attitude of faith and thanksgiving. Those different reactions or responses to the disappointment of life is going to lead us in two different ways. If you choose to react and employ defense mechanisms and worldly thinking, you've set yourself up for an an eventual fall into despair. But if you respond to that in faith with a spirit and attitude of thanksgiving, you've set yourself up to walk down a path toward experiencing the peace of God. But this is uploaded to our Facebook page. I think it's facebook.com/basicgospel. Many people have been sharing this, passing it on to friends. We encourage you to do the same. Again, that's at our Facebook page at Basic Gospel. Well, let's go to our phone lines. We're going to start in Santa Clara, California, and we're going to talk to Ray. Hi, Ray.
Hey, how are you, Bob?
Doing well. Nice to hear from you, my friend.
Yeah, how's the weather there? Is it okay? Or?
A little cold today.
But cool.
But we're okay.
We're tough. We can take it.
A little bit of we don't have no sunshine now, but I don't know on that. But hopefully it'll be okay.
Yeah, what's on your mind today?
I'm going to ask you, there was one guy, you know, I do security and stuff like that, too. One guy came on the property. I do security at a motel for a while and stuff. You know, he's the one that's only and all that. And he started sending, you know, giving me this stuff and talking about, you know, just in the name of, you know, Jesus, you to be baptized and this and that. But I know I said, well, how come Jesus said in Matthew, you know, Father, Son, Holy Spirit? And then, no, I'm going to give you no answer for that. Well, it's just a formula. I said, well, it's not a formula. I said, everybody's believing the triune God. As far as I know, you know, way back, you know, since Paul or whatever, and you guys come out in 1900 or something, but you're right. You see what I'm saying? I don't, kind of like 70 of this and all those. They all started coming out 150 years ago. Before that, everything was pretty orthodox, but anything from that time on, you see what I'm saying? It seems like there was something that's not biblical. Just wanted to know your...
Well, Ray, we're always looking for a new yeah. twist on truth. That's kind of the way of the world. And we want to make things a little more palatable for people, maybe to shake up the status quo. And oftentimes it's out of that attitude that some erroneous or heretical doctrines start showing up. And certainly the oneness thing is one of those doctrines. And that's a doctrine that really just focuses on Jesus, Jesus only. There's no Trinity. Jesus Christ is all there is. So there's no Father, Son, or Holy Spirit. I think that really goes against what the Word of God has to say, because we never see the word Trinity in the Word of God. We see the Godhead, the fullness of the Godhead, and the fullness of the Godhead is God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. So we see that Trinity spelled out for us time and time again in the Word of God. So are we going to understand all of the detail of that? Absolutely not. It's one God manifested in three distinct persons. We can say that. We can give that information out to fully understand, to fully comprehend all of the substance of that. That's just too much for us. That's too much for these finite minds. So it's one of those by faith moments where we have to trust what the Word of God says and just bank on it. So it shows us God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. I think we should just stick with that.
Yeah, because I got a couple sisters that went into that. I mean, I was raised in Pentecost, so I think I might have told you years ago, I think, you know, when I saw you guys, that I broke away in 96, you know, not from the gospel of Christ, but from charismatic, you know. But we still believe, even when I was in Pentecost, the one I was in still believed in the Trinity, but they're the one. I have a couple sisters, one this and this and that, and they want to argue and this and that, and then it's just, gets so unfruitful, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I see it. I don't. It seems to be easy to see it in the Bible, but they don't see it.
Yes, I agree. I think a lot of times when you get into those conversations, instead of having an open discourse, an open dialogue, we just dig into our positions. And the more we talk, the tighter and deeper we dig in. And at the end, you just walk away mad at each other and nothing's been accomplished. So, you know, just trust the Lord to give you the words to say, and not only the words to say, but how to say it. That's the thing that we can trust the Lord for. Well, Ray, always,
coming at all, You coming to California at all next year? Or you don't know.
Well, we've got some plans to be there maybe in the first quarter around March 3rd. We're working out those details, and we'll hopefully be able to announce that fairly soon. Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Otherwise, I was going to say maybe I'd fly up there again. It's been since '08 since I saw you. When I saw Ginger and whatever, I did a radio broadcast when Bob, when George was still there and stuff in '08 of August. But anyway, I got a daughter that moved to Austin. I was thinking if you guys didn't, I would probably go see you guys and then fly from there to Austin. Never been to Austin. Is that just a few hours away from Dallas or what?
It's about 3 hours hours south, Ray, but
wow.
I think you would enjoy that. Well, we certainly appreciate your call. Thank you so much, and we'll stay tuned for the details, okay?
Yes, indeed.
Okay, I appreciate you guys in the Lord Jesus Christ, okay?
Thank you. Ray. Let's go to Freehold, New Jersey, and talk with Alex, listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Alex.
How you doing?
Doing well, thank you. How are you today?
I'm going through some trials and tribulations. I've been born again for about 30 years, and I guess I could say I never really took it seriously about repenting. Recently, about 5 months ago, I had my leg amputated from diabetes, and I had five operations. And I mean, every way I turned, initially, I pray all the time every day. But initially, it was going well, and with the finances and everything. And then it started to just linger with things. I got delayed with my prosthetic, and I had to go over to my friend's house for 2 months and stay in his room without a leg. And meantime, I had my Bible on my bed and everything. And I was just thinking I don't know if God is punishing me or, he's just, because he's our Father, and I know he disciplines his own. Or he's just using me for things, because my friend who I was staying at was Jewish, and he's going to a Bible-believing church now. So I'm sure that's one of the reasons he had me there. And I'm just, you're talking about the Holy Spirit and, trusting in the Holy Spirit.
Well, Alex, let me jump in there, because you asked a very important question. Is this God's punishment for something I've done in the past? And if you don't really settle that question, get a good, solid biblical answer for that question, you're going to set yourself up for some horrible thinking and some horrible feelings, the very depressing type feelings. And here's the truth, Alex, that all of your sins, every single one of them, past, present, future, Jesus saw those 2,000 years ago, and he took those upon himself. Paul said this, "He who knew no sin became sin on our behalf." So Jesus Christ took all of your sins, and he took them upon himself. And then the punishment for those sins, God the Father poured out on Jesus in his death. So your sins have been punished. Jesus Christ took that punishment. And therefore, Paul writes that in Christ there is no condemnation. So Alex, if you are in Christ, if you've been born again, taken out of Adam, placed into Christ, gone from death to life, there's no condemnation for you. You are in Christ Jesus. And you need to rest in that. You need to learn to walk by faith in that truth.
Right. My wife is divorcing me also. That's another thing. She's not saved. But, that's why I said I thought he was, because of what I did in the past,
Well, all that's been taken away, Alex. That really is the good news of the gospel. Jesus Christ took your sins away once for all. And how he did it was through his shed blood on the cross. That was him taking your punishment for you. That's why this good news is all about the grace of God. So your sins have been dealt with once and for all. So that enables you to look at your current situation not as a punishment from God, but just as a life situation, something that we all go through. And because God has already taken your sins away, you can draw near to him in the midst of this and lean on his understanding. You can truly trust him without fear. You can draw upon his love. Do you know, Alex, that right now God loves you as much as he's ever loved you or ever will love you? And that was fully demonstrated for you in Christ. There's nothing that can separate you from his love. Your wife choosing to divorce you, that doesn't separate you from the love of God. Your illnesses, the diabetes, that doesn't separate you from the love of God. Why? Because the punishment for your sins has been dealt with once and for all by Jesus Christ 2,000 years ago. His sacrifice makes you holy in God's sight, perfect in God's sight, blameless in God's sight, without condemnation. That's good news, isn't it, Alex?
Yeah, it is. And I just ask that his will be done, you know, with, if I can, you know, I pray that people around me get saved, you know, and my wife especially.
Well, we'll join you in that, and will you keep us posted and call us back?
Yeah, I will.
Okay. Here's what I want to do for you too, Alex. We have a wonderful little booklet called Forgiveness, The Door to Life. I want to send that to you, okay? That will be our gift to you. I want you to read that, really soak it in, look at the Bible passages that we lay out in that book, really study those. And I think by the time you get through it, you're going to have a sense of this rest and security and assurance like you've never had before. So let me put you on hold. We'll get your information, and we'll send that to you, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Alex. Thanks for your call today. Hang on. Well, let's quickly go to Elizabeth, New Jersey, and talk with Deborah. Hi, Deborah.
Hi. How are you, fellas, today?
We're doing fine. How are you, Deborah?
I'm very well. You did such a great job on answering my other two questions. I have another one for you, if that's okay.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, I want to know, well, I've been reading the about the unjust steward, and I get to verse 8, and I get, like, I'm baffled at that statement. And the Lord commended the unjust steward. Why did he commend him?
Well, Deborah, I think he was showing some shrewd wisdom in dealing with his situation. If I'm not mistaken, he's the one that owed a lot, and yet he went to the people that he owed money, and he just worked some things out. And so the point is that we as believers should rely upon one another as well in those types of situations. But I think that's why he commended him, just for showing a measure of wisdom. And he's basically saying that we have wisdom just, you know, present with us all the time in the person and work of Jesus Christ, and we can draw upon his wisdom in all circumstances. I think that's the good news. I think when times are tough, we need to draw upon the wisdom of God, and it's available to us in the person of Christ Jesus. That is good news. Well, Deborah, we certainly appreciate your call. Thanks for jumping on with us today.
Yes, indeed. We appreciate hearing from all of our listeners who call or who drop us an email to pose a question or a particular need, and so keep them coming. We'd love to hear from you. We're very grateful to each of you who have given and continue to do so to keep Basic Gospel on the air every day, and it's an amazing privilege we have to proclaim the love and grace and life of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's our hope to keep the good news coming. But we can't do it without you, my friends. We need you to be a partner with us. We need your most generous gift at this time to help keep that good news coming every day on Basic Gospel. If this program is helping you find answers and faith to meet the challenges of an uncertain world, then we ask you to help. We need to hear from you today. You'll find a support link in the header at basicgospel.net. Again, that's basicgospel.net. Or you can speak with our operator at 844-41-BASIC. That's 844-41-BASIC. Or the full number is 844-41-BASIC. 412-2742. I'll get these numbers straight one of these days, my friends. 844-412-2742, and you can speak with our operator at this time. We'll be back tomorrow for another live edition of Basic Gospel with Bob and Richard, and we hope you'll be here too. Bye-bye.